Hey, it's Evie and Ben, and we're back with episode 2 of Totem Talks, the podcast.
So this week, we're going to be talking all things going out, and while some of your most memorable experiences will be from nights out at university, we're also going to talk about how to stay safe. So let's jump in.
On the show today, we have the lovely Jo and Naomi. They're going to offer their insights on going out as a student and how to look out for both yourself and other people. Oh, so first of all, Naomi, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself, where you study, how old you are?
Yeah, so I'm 20. I just finished my second year at Lancaster University. I study accounting and finance, and I love going out. I love being with my friends, so it's a perfect topic for me to talk about.
Yes, and Joe?
So, my name's Joe. I'm 29. I've studied fashion design. So I've just finished, graduated. And yeah, I'm also put events on, music events, sort of underground electronic music events. So I've been doing that for about 7 years as well, and like DJ and things like that. So.
Nice. Whereabouts do you do that?
In Leeds. So yeah, I went to Leeds Arts Uni. But I already lived in Leeds when I started uni there, so I've been living there for 4 years. So I kind of already had an idea of the city and, you know, so when I started uni, I wanted to base myself in Leeds, so that's why I decided to study there.
Mm. Nice. We've got Leeds and Lancaster.
Yeah, repping the north.
Two very different places, I presume, for a night out. So I guess we'll jump in straight in and hear about, like, a top night out in Lancaster, Naomi.
Yeah, so some night out for me always starts with a good prees. There's prees all the time. Any house, all our friends are there. It's the best part of a night out, I think, anyway, because you can talk, we play games, you know, just get going a little bit. We'll have drinks, and then we all make our way down to probably Sugar. It's our student nightclub. It's the most safe place, I'd say, just because it's all students that are allowed there. You can sign up your friends and stuff, but it's just students there, so no, like, really old, creepy people looking at you. To be fair, student money, you don't have much, so you have to make the most out of it. But yeah, we switch between rooms, so there's two rooms, play different types of music every night. If it's themed, sometimes we dress themed, so St. Patrick's Day, it was, like, all green, and did, like, green makeup and stuff. We're always in the outside smoking area. That's, like, where everyone is, and we're always talking, and I don't know, for some reason, that is actually the best part of the night, because we're all just having the most fun. And then after that, the mandatory McDonald's, like, you have to make a drink from McDonald's. There's no way. The queue outside is massive, like, such a big queue. But yeah,
get what's your order of choice? Oh, after a night out,
it changed all the time, but you know what, I think I found, like, the perfect combo. I started getting a 4-nugget happy meal. I like a little bit of everything, right? So, yes, <it's> so I get a 4-nugget happy meal, so that I get, like, a small fries, nuggets, and a small drink. Oasis, yummy.
Hi.
And
rehydrated.
Then after, yeah, the exactly. VK. Soak up all the VK.
And then I get, like, maybe a cheeseburger or a hamburger. So I have, like, a burger, some chicken, some chips, a little bit of everything. And
it's, like, that.
£3 or £4. It's so cheap. So, yeah,
And you get a toy as well.
Yeah.
In your happy meal.
Oh, my God. We got these little, like, fluffy toys. And we started collecting them in our house. And we put them on the doors and stuff. Yeah.
There you go. Free decor.
Yeah, exactly.
You heard
top
it here
top
first.
Money saving tip.
Part of your night out meal.
Decorate your house with the happy meal toys.
So shout, Joe, what would you have after a night out? Would you go to Mackey's?
20 chicken nuggets.
That's my guy right there.
What sauce though? That's
2 barbecue, 1 ketchup, one sweet and sour.
No, I'm a sweet and sour girl.
Sweet and sour.
Yeah, I'd get my friends to collect them for me. Like, that's so good.
No one's talking curry sauce here.
I used to.
No
be
one's talking
sauce,
sweet curry sauce.
Are we even allowed to talk about McDonald's? On
yeah,
this
100%. Yeah. It's literally like a student meal.
Oh, yeah.
It's nice to know that it still is. And always will be. However, the cheeseburgers are going up to £1.29.
Happens. Already happened.
Kind of deep. Kind
the price
of deep
has just slowly
still
been going up and up and up. It's so bad.
But I feel like in Lancaster, to have a McDonald's, that's like your main restaurant, right? Because you don't have that much, do you?
Okay, easy. Like, so, for reference, I also like grew. I went to school in Lancaster.
Yeah.
So yeah, I have like a bit of. I mean, there was like there was a dope Italian restaurant called Marco's. Pretty close to Sugar, actually. Might be gone now. We're talking a while back.
I don't know, yeah. No, we just got Azizi's and a Nando's, just those. So, yeah, Mackey's is the main thing. There's a Domino's. So a lot of people get, Domino's is so expensive. Like,
got Uber now in Lancaster.
No, not Uber drivers. No, there's Uber Eats. It makes no sense. There's Uber Eats, but no Uber drivers. So, yeah, I know. We have to, like, call, after a night out, we have to stand outside a taxi office or call a taxi and, like, wait for them to come and pay them in cash and stuff.
Can you imagine? Can you imagine actually speaking to someone, like, can we have a taxi, please, rather than boop, boop, boop.
There's like a little guy like sat behind a desk and he's like, yeah, where would you want to go
quite
to?
I like that, to be fair. That's quite nice. I mean, I live in Otley. It's a really small little place out of Leeds. And we've got that, and we actually are friendly with all the taxi drivers. And we only live, me and my partner only live for like, it's about a 15-minute walk or like a 3-minute taxi journey. But we always obviously get the taxi, even from the local pub, it's a 7-minute walk. But I quite like that, it's quite cute, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's, I guess there's that safety element in it. You know, you're gonna get home safe if you're all going to that taxi rank. You're all gonna get a taxi back. You're not gonna stumble anywhere.
Probably
in your 7-minute walk.
You know, as well, like split the fare.
It's so cheap if you split with people. Like, I spend like £1, £2 maybe. That's it, so splitting always.
That is a dream. And then I guess, what does a Leeds night out look like to you? What's your like dream night out?
To me, so I mean, I've been working in hospitality for years, so it used to be that, you know, I'd finish work at about midnight and then just be like, right, I need to catch up with everyone. So I'd go, either have to go straight to a club or go to a bar for the last 30 minutes of it being open, you know, have a few drinks with friends, and then go to a club, have a good dance, maybe leave a bit early and go play some records with some friends.
Oh, that's cool.
Because I would say 70% of my friends are DJs, so and so, you know, go to someone's house. Or nowadays, which is nicer because I don't really work as much in hospitality, doing that beforehand, going to your friend's house, having some dinner, going, you know, playing some records, maybe going to town to my favourite bar, Outlaws Yacht Club. I'm going to plug that because if you're in Leeds, go to Outlaws Yacht Club, best bar in the world. They play really nice music. They've always got different DJs behind the bar playing really, really good tunes, all different types of music. The people there are just amazing. So yeah, have a few nights. Probably have a margarita.
Ooh,
Tommy's
margarita
on the rocks. Yeah.
Very bougie.
Oh yeah.
My VK's
don't mess about
and
it.
You.
And then yeah, and then go maybe to Wolf Chambers for a night or Wire. Have a nice dance. Get sweaty. tire my feet out, and then
So how did you get into like putting your own stuff on?
So I moved from London to Leeds because I lived in London for 6 years when I was younger. Then moved to Leeds about 8 years ago, and got a job at Outlaws Yacht Club. The bar.
Can we get them behind us? Yeah.
Sponsored by.
So I got a job straight away there, because it looked like the coolest place in Leeds for me, and managed to fish my way in there. And it was on one of the first weeks I'd worked there, there was two people having a chat over the bar about this party they wanted to do. And it sounded amazing. As a queer man in, you know, moving to a new city, I didn't have any friends there. I was just like, oh, hey, starting a queer night, like, I'm a gay man, I'd love to help in any way, shape or form. And we just got chatting, ended up becoming really good friends, doing the night with them on the door. And then that just kind of built up into me being a bigger part in the event that we put on. It's called Love Muscle. It's a pumping queer dance party. But, just like a really good place for all types of people to come together and celebrate through movement and just nice people coming together. Yeah.
Is anything like that going on in Lancaster, Naomi?
Honestly, we don't have that much choice. We have a gay club, I've said this. It's called Generation. It has a really nice dance floor. It has like the light up dance floor. So,
yeah.
Oh, nice.
But it's classic. Very, because Lancaster is such a small city, and for example, the queer community is a lot smaller, I'd say, than it would be in Leeds. It's very like hit or miss. Like, it's either everyone's there, or everyone's in sugar, or everyone's in Globe, it's now shut, but you know, everyone's like either one place or the other, so you could go there and it not be as good of a night because there's not that many people there, unless like you're on that's like, you know, you can have loads of fun even if you're by yourself and like just you and your friends. But yeah, that's about it, I'd say.
I think it's so like important what you said about you've just moved to a new city, you don't know what's going on, like how would you sort of advise this sort of next level of students that are coming and moving into new cities to find like a safe queer night or to go and find a safe space to them to go clubbing, and how do they build that community up? What sort of advice would you give to people that are moving to a new city who want to go and have a good time, but how do they do it sort of in a safe space as well?
I'd definitely say group chats. That's how I made most of my friends. Like, group chats before uni are a big thing because everyone's so excited to go to university. So if you just go to either the student room or on Instagram or Facebook is a really big thing as well. And you can just get added to a group chat. And there's then, because there's so many people, eventually you'll get added into like smaller divisions. So we had like based on like degree or based on what college you're in or based on... what else? I'm sure there was like a girls chat and like it was like a boys chat and like there was like different types of chats, but then also definitely like societies. Like one thing I didn't do was I didn't go to the Freshers' Fair. I mean, it was also COVID, so it was online.
Yeah,
but I didn't go to like the Freshers' Fair, and there's so many societies. So there's an LGBTQ plus society. You could definitely go there. And there's so many people that are like-minded, and you could just meet everyone there, and that would be a really nice place to just meet people because everyone's just have something like a common ground, so it's easier to make friends like that and just start there and build from there. So
nice. Yeah, I mean, I've got a little bit of a different perspective because I already lived in Leeds when I started uni there, and I started a little bit later than I suppose people being 18. Yeah. You know? I was like 25 when I started uni, I think. So but I'll kind of give a perspective when I moved to Leeds, moved to the city when I was a bit younger. And so, like I said, I found a place before I moved there that I thought that I connected with on a level. Do you know what I mean? I thought, oh, that feels nice, like a nice place. So I went there, managed to get a job there and then build my community around that space. Yeah. And then like I'd sort of get my name known around the area or in the places that I like to go, make sure I'd be speaking to all the staff in places I like. I'd be bringing friends to that place, bringing my family to that place, making sure people knew, well, just getting, building my community. Like
yeah, so you'd go and they'd be, oh, Joe, oh, come
yeah,
see,
exactly.
We've got your
like,
table.
Also like
oh, Joe's mum.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. door staff on clubs. Yeah. Get to know the people running the nights, get to know people running the clubs and the people, you know, doing, even just putting your bag, doing the cloakroom, people doing tickets on the door. Sort of have a little chat with them, get to know them, because you know what, if you're on a night out and, you know, things happen, you can get into like sticky situations. And if you are going to these places that you're actually, because you like them and you know, you go in there a few times, your face is known, people will look after you and people will look out for you. And even if you didn't know the staff or you might recognise some people that you recognise out and about, or if you go into a bar that you like, that you go to a lot, you know, and you feel safe there, you'll feel safe enough to ask people for advice, or you'll feel just happy to chat with people. And that's kind of what I did when I moved to Leeds. And also then uni friends, when I started uni, it's kind of a really lovely thing because I asked some people that were a bit younger than me, oh, come to Outlaws, or come to, you know, my spaces, I'll kind of show you a couple of nice spots, because I think it's, I don't know how you feel, but it is sort of easy when you first move somewhere to just go to like typical places.
Yeah,
we went to Spoons. You maybe don't have as many.
Yeah. No, we don't have that many, but we have a Spoons. We have a Spoons. We literally went to Spoons.
It's
on
easy
the
to go to that
typical that whole
place.
Like the like race of everyone, let's get the freshest t-shirts and everyone let's do like a bar crawl, la la, and it's like, hang on a sec, like, there's so many other places
that's
out
it.
There.
Yeah.
Like, okay, yeah, it's great to do that and build that space with people. But what you're saying, like, the people that are there, like those figures, the people that are on the doors, are there to look after you.
Literally, so yeah, yeah.
If you're nice to them, like you say, they'll know you, genuinely, they'll remember you, and they'll help you if something goes wrong. That's their job. So you're giving someone your coat, they're there to look after your coat. They're not just there to look after your coat.
Yeah, yeah,
they're there to look after you as well.
Yeah, exactly.
So, yeah, like build that community if you're going to continue to go out, create relationships with these people because they want to go, they're working there because they like being out. So
it also just feels nice. It feels nice as well. You go out and you don't just feel like, oh, I'm going out because I want to, you know, get wrecked or get drunk. You know, you're not doing it for that. You're going out because you're stepping into this world and you feel a part of something. And it feels way more fulfilling in that sense when you do that. And yeah, it's nice.
Was there anything you guys did as a group when you were going out, Naomi, they just kind of look out for each other and make sure everyone's all right, like group chats, or like what did you do to kind of make sure that no one ended up in a sticky situation like that?
Yeah, so I went out with my housemates most often. That was like my little safety bubble. We all had each other's like location, like on Find My iPhone, so if anything ever went wrong. But really truly, we didn't really leave each other's side, like unless we're like in the club and like I saw some of my friends and I went to go say hi. Most often they'd probably even follow me, like, to my friends. Like, we all kind of just stick together. Mm. Or if you want to go to the toilet, like, it's four of us in a house, so two of us would go to the toilet and two of us would stay there. So we definitely, like, stay together. But then if I wasn't out with them, like, I have gone out with without my housemates before, which I don't like doing as much just because, like, I know that I'm going home with them, we're going to the same place. We all like taking a taxi, so I know that we're getting a taxi, we're going here. Like, we're always going to Mackey's, always getting a taxi, and then always going home.
Getting like, happy meal.
It's just, we always also want to go home, like, kind of around the same time, so it just works together. But when I'm out with friends, once again, like, my housemates do have my location. And we do like try and make sure that there's at least one person that's like there. Like, I personally, I don't think I've ever gotten drunk enough to be like not knowing what's going on. Like, I always kind of like to be aware.
So like, if not anything, a designated driver, but someone who's just reining it in.
Yeah,
a
exactly.
Bit, like.
But then again, I mean, and not many of my friends do get like that bad, really. Like, I don't know. We just never really do. It's expensive to get that drunk, so we don't really do it that often. But in the case that someone does, like, because I'm with my friends, I only go out with people that I genuinely do trust and think that will stay with me because I have those friends. Like, I know that anyone will always be fine. Like, I'll always look after someone or someone else will. And then, like you said, like, the bar staff as well. Like, in most of our clubs, most of the people working now are students because everyone wants to get a job, especially in the student nightclub. I'm pretty sure they're all, like, students or just graduated and stuff. And they're always looking after you too. Like, they're lovely people. So I always feel safe.
How's the city in general? Does it feel quite safe, as I say?
Yeah, I was saying. I mean, obviously, I'm still very careful. Like, I've had to take a taxi home by myself twice, I think, and I didn't enjoy it, but I knew that ultimately, like, I was safe, and, like, I wouldn't mind, like, walking home with my friends at, like, 4 a.m. if I had to. Like, there's not much that happens there because it's so small, but then also you never want to say, like, never, because you never know where people are, but I definitely do think, like, I feel quite safe in Lancaster, and we live quite, like, close to town, so it's just a little walk. Like, it's just a small, lovely place, and we meet loads of nice people. I haven't seen many incidents that have, like, scared me off, other than, like, maybe some few students, like, being kicked out or stuff, but that can, like, I don't see anything that scary happening, so I feel quite safe in Lancaster, personally,
Nice. That's good.
Yeah. Is it different in Leeds, I'd say?
I mean, Leeds has quite a interesting history. Like, in the 90s, it wasn't really what it is now, and it's kind of is the music scene that's brought students to the area. But yeah, I do like it. You just gotta be wary, aren't you, with anywhere, really. Yeah. Just be careful. Don't do stupid things that you know are stupid. Plan a night out a bit. You know, you can still be
spontaneous,
but make sure you know how you're getting home. You know what I mean? Make sure it's you've got battery on your phone. If you know, take a little phone charger thing just in case, like, something happens and you're stuck some random place and you're like, you know,
what do you do in that situation?
Leeds is rubbish sometimes on a night out. It could be like three, well, after midnight basically. It's just like nope. Especially because I live about 30 minutes away from Leeds now, so They're just like, no.
I will not be able to get back. And it's like, that's not the point. You're meant to get me home safe. Yeah. I'm not worried about getting you home safe.
It's 1 a.m. I'm trying to be sensible and get home early. Like, please. You're forcing me to have another drink against my will.
Like, talking about this just made me realise that there is, like, a little, like, unsaid routine that I do have, like, to make sure that everything goes well. Like, I always charge my phone. Like, I won't go if, like, my phone's not near, like, 100%. Mm. Always have cash with me, like, in case I do need to, like, get a normal card. Yeah, cash is underrated. It's really good.
Yeah.
And then also, like, I have friends that live in the city, so if I ever do need it, like, you can always, you know, go crash at their place.
Hey, that's a good shout as well, to be honest. Yeah, like, yeah, if you don't live in the town centre, having a little booty call.
I mean, they won't be happy waking me up at like 4 a.m. But
is it something that you guys think about when you're putting your nights on, Joe? Like the kind of safety aspect of
We actually do a lot to do with safety for our night. As in, we have regular meetings because obviously, like, people, all people are very complex, of course, but obviously we're focused towards a party for queer people, and queer people can be very chaotic and you know, I'm saying this from a place of love. There's a lot of, you know, there is a lot of chaos sometimes involved in such a variety of, wide variety of people and that have had wide varieties of experiences and, you know, so we put a lot of effort into trying to create the safest space in the club that we do it in. So it's a queer run space that we do our parties in, and we don't allow any photography pictures. So you step through the door, no pictures allowed at all. If we find you on your phone in the club space, we ask you to give you like a warning or just put it away, please. If we see you again, then you've got to leave the party. It's kind of it's nice, like, strictly age. Because, you know, people, it's a space for people to really express themselves however they wish. So, you know, you've got people with the tops off, girls with the tits out, you know, people with more risky
sort of stuff on.
So people want to feel like they're not going to be flashed all over the internet or put on TikTok or whatever. So, you know, little things like that. But then also we always have a safe spaces person that we post a picture out of, say who this person is. And if anyone's got any issues on the night or feels uncomfortable about anything, they can go to that person. It gets reported, usually gets reported to me on the door. Mm-hmm. And then I can speak to the safe spaces person and who's like trained in how to deal with instances.
Yeah.
And we've also had some training in how to deal with instances in a small way, being able to speak with people, make them feel like they've been heard and make them feel like that we're going to do something about what they're telling us.
That's massive.
To try and make them feel more comfortable.
That's so important.
And then if it's serious, which, you know, there have been a couple of things, you can't stop. Not every space can be 100% safe, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You can't stop things from happening. But then,
especially when people have had a couple of drinks or whatever.
Whatever else, exactly. So anything serious that does happen, we make sure we meet up as a small team, just two people with that person, and try and make steps forward on how to resolve that situation. So
I'm so interested in how a night out feels without the camera, without the phone, without I'm on a night out, so much more present in what's going on around you. Don't think I've ever experienced that, like, to be on a night out without a phone, without a photographer. Like,
come to Leeds.
Yeah.
it's amazing. It really does feel
like empowering
freeing.
In a way you're not there to get the money shot. You're not there to tell everybody that you're out. You're just enjoying the space and the music and the vibes.
Oh, yeah, and the music is amazing. People really lose their... It really is.
Like, hair, hoops, everything.
Like, it gets so hot in there, and, you know, the DJ's on the same level, and it's just such amazing vibe. At the end of the night, there's always... the music stops, the lights are up, and people are just clapping, whistling for, like, minutes. You know what I mean? People just don't want it to end. It is amazing. And not going in there and putting your phone away, that's for yourself. It's like, right, yeah. I'm now, that's done. I'm stepping into this space now, which is, for me and for people that go there, it is important to let your body sort of free and to just like let go of certain things that exist in normal society.
Yeah, of course.
Stepping into this safe space where everyone's sort of got your back and where you can let your body just release any tension it needs to. Like,
release your mind, release your Beyonce said it well, didn't she?
That is so nice. Like, I feel like I only go out just because like of the music and the vibe. Like, I love that everyone's just like dancing and singing to the same music. Everyone's just so happy. And it's like, I mean, not that there's much to snap in Lancaster, but like, you know, if you like, you don't really have your phone out, you just get to like enjoy where you are and like be very present. And also you don't see any like weird videos of you like the day after with like everything you've done. Yeah. Yeah. That's really nice. Yeah. I like that rule. Maybe we should implement it some nights. Yeah. No phone night.
No phone night. Yeah. But have it with you just to say
stuff. Yeah. I wouldn't leave the house without my phone. Yeah. That would be a bit scary.
That's the thing, isn't it? Like, obviously it's important we talk about, like, the safety and, like, the bad stuff that can happen on nights out and that. But ultimately it is, like, you go out for, like, that freeing experience. Like, let go of all the stuff that's been, like, stressing you out during the week or these little things that have, like, pissed you off or whatever. It's just, like, forget all that. That's, like, the main point, isn't it? It's, like...
You find the people with the same... I think when you meet someone that's got the same taste in music with you, you know that they're your people. You're like, And you can... When someone shares music with you, it's like another level of love, isn't it? It's like, oh, I heard this song and I thought of you. Like, it's bringing everyone together. I'll send you both songs. It's just such a powerful tool of bringing people together and... University life is where you're going to meet some of your peoples forever. So, yeah, I think it's just smashed it, really, this.
Yeah. But, yeah, it's that thing. These are potentially people you're going to be friends for the rest of your life. So why not take a bit of time to invest in really sort of thinking where you're going to put yourself? Where do I want to place myself? Who do I think I am as a person?
Yeah.
Or what do I aspire to be as a person? And how can I place myself in areas in this city that reflect that? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And because if you're placing yourself there, then naturally you're going to attract like-minded people or people that might be a really good role model for yourself in that city, people that might inspire you in the way that you would like to be inspired. Why just go to like whatever place that everyone else is going to? Why not be the person that says, hey, why don't we go to this place that I googled and it seems really cool, why don't we try that out? Do you know what I mean? Be the instigator into
shape that life
100%.
Yeah. Just to be the one that you want to
don't
live.
Be afraid to ask people as well,
like, yeah, definitely. Communication is like key, obviously.
As we sort of come to an end, it would just be nice to sort of hear your thoughts and feelings on sort of the consent side of things. And also, like, if someone's like saying, oh, you need to have a drink, otherwise you're boring, like, what would you say to those people that are trying to force you to come out when you don't want to, like, bow into peer pressure?
I saw a TikTok actually this morning about a girl who she said she was a recovering alcoholic, and she would say, like, no, like, I'm sober. And people would still be like pushing her, like, oh, like, please have a little drink. So I think, like, when you go to uni, be very careful. Like, not everyone wants to drink. Not everyone wants to, like, do the same stuff that you do. Like, and if someone says, like, I'm sober for tonight, then, okay, like, that's it. And just leave them to it. That's their own choice. That. Yeah. Respect that. Like, that's a boundary that they've set. And, like, I don't like it when it's, like, pushing, like, oh, please say this, please say this.
If it's, like, the only way you're enjoying the night out is if you're drunk, then that's... There's something not right. There's something not quite right there, isn't there?
It's a bit difficult, though, when you are maybe 18. You kind of... easily, well, I was definitely easily led, and I feel like I naturally, as a young person or a young adult or an adult when you're 18, you are going to make some mistakes, and you know, things are going to happen naturally. So it's about what you actually learn from those mistakes, recognizing them. Maybe if you wake up and you're like, "What happened last night?" Just don't dwell on it. Take a step back, say, right, what happened there, what mistakes did I make, how can I learn from that and move forward? The quicker you do that, the quicker you're going to set yourself up for a really positive few years at university.
Yeah, and I feel like you enjoy it a lot more as well when you have finally learned that boundary. You're not just going out for the sake of it every time. Like, so that when you do go out, it's so much more fun. It's like, yeah, like, I'm going out because I've chosen to go out. And when you don't go out, you're, like, at peace with yourself. You're like, oh, look, I don't mind. Like, yeah, you know, you enjoy it a lot more anyway, like, I think, if it's that way.
Yeah, you learn from it, don't you? Like you said, you, all right, yeah, I did that. Probably shouldn't have done that. Guess what? I'm not going to do it again now.
Well, I love talking about stuff like this. Like, I feel like there's not always information about this. And, like, getting to hear from actual students who've, like, gone through it. It's, like, the best source of information.
Yeah, it would be nice to see how it
evolves. This is just part one. When I'm working, I find it really hard to find student influencers. Mm. Like, people that are speaking, like, highly of the student world or giving advice to students. So that's why we felt like we really need to be a space where people can hear from real students about real things that are happening. So... that's you guys.
Yeah, honestly, keep it going. It's like perfect.
Yeah, thanks so much.
We'll wrap it there, I think. Yeah. If you're